Hello, I'm Felicia Vereen, always known as Fee.
Hey, Fee. And I'm your girl, Sherita Three, better known as Red.
And we are Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast all about uplifting you.
Yes.
Because friends, face it, you are awesome.
We'll be chatting up about topics we love to talk about. All the things we as women must juggle every day and the issues we complain about.
But who's listening?
Girl,
we'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today.
Mm.
Our lovely hellions, kids.
Our angels. But seriously, friends, life happens, and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin, and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yep.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with. We are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
What's good, people?
Hey. Welcome back, Fee.
Thank you. Listen, I was out for the count, y'all. My throat, my nose, everything was saying it's not gonna happen. I had to call Red and say, go on without me, baby. And I see that she did an awesome job with her fellow therapist. She had
an awesome guest, yes.
Yeah.
It's one of our highest rated episodes, actually. So yeah, we might have to have her too.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right, listen, guys, tonight we have a special guest. We want to give her opportunity to share this to her page to make sure that we got everybody listening, and we're getting a little feedback.
Yes.
Scream it to my audience.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have the we're getting some feedback from somewhere. Hold on one second. I think the feedback. Okay. So listen, guys. I wanted to start this year off right. And I decided I was going to start juicing. So I don't even know. How did I find out about you, Della? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't on Facebook and I saw something.
I think it was on Facebook because you sent me a message and just asked me where did I ship to or where was I located. So I think it was just on Facebook.
Okay. And so I wanted to start juicing, and I met Della. She has on Facebook, it's Red Strawberries.
Yes.
And I actually, she made me a beet juice because I wanted to do a detox. And she made this beet juice. I was thinking that it was going to be something that I was going to have to kind of make myself swallow. Absolutely not. It tasted awesome.
Mm.
So I wanted to bring her on our show to talk to you guys about getting healthy the all-natural way. So Della, her name is Della Tolbert. She lives here in Savannah, Georgia. And tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you to both of you for having me tonight. My name is Della Tolbert, and I have a small home-based company. The name of it is Health Harvest, where I juice. Just established about 6 months ago, but it has been in my heart for many, many years. I've worked at several hospitals and in long-term care, and currently in a private sector of All Boys Academy as a director of food and nutrition. And in the hospitals and long-term care, when you're educating the sick and the elderly people, and you realize that they have no clue about the medicines and actually, a lot of times the medicines, you may be on one or 10 or 12 different medicines, and they don't really understand when you can just teach them how to eat healthy at home. It's going to be cheaper. It's not going to have the side effects, and it's created for us. So that's how I came about with the idea of health harvest and juicing for other people. And it's very beneficial. The impact is unbelievable.
Wow. Give me the name of your website again. I was trying to look it up.
So you can find me as Red Strawberries on Facebook and Red Strawberries on Instagram. The name of the brand of juice is called Health Harvest.
So in order to, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, how to order from you. But the one thing that I wanted to do, and as Della said, she is a licensed nutritionist. And so she is here to help us understand, like Red and I were talking about menopause. We're at that age, and man, night sweats and hot flashes and rain fog and you name it. It's happening. And I was like, I don't want to take any medicine because I know God put things here for us to use naturally. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to try to start doing because I want to be here for a long time. I think it's going to be a long time before I have grandkids. So I'm going to be here to see them. So I just think naturally first and trying some, you know, natural ways to cure ourselves. And that's why I wanted to do this particular episode. So let's talk about a couple things. And Ray, you know, things that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. But me, it's menopause, it's weight, wanting to regulate my weight, and just wanting to feel good overall, just in general. So what should I be eating? What kind of things should I be eating just to, one, cut out some of my sugar, because I know sugar brings on hot flashes, and I have to cut my Cokes. I have to stop drinking Coke. I know it. But I can say it. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to caffeine.
Yeah.
So I've cut way down. I can't even drink Coke anymore. But I still have that taste for it. What can I do to help me cut these cravings?
Okay, so what I tell most of my clients, in order to cut your sugar cravings, because now I too was a Coke fiend, like Coca-Cola in the morning, Coca-Cola at night. If I couldn't have a Coke, it was a Pepsi. I had to have a soda. And that's the worst thing you want to do, especially for menopause. But what I've learned is when you increase your water intake, because when you're drinking soda, you want more soda, right? You want more sugar. When you're feeding yourself sugar, you want more and more. Water is the only true thirst quencher. So you increase your water intake, eat more vegetables, eat more fruit. Learn to get your sugar from your fruits, like your sweeter fruits, like honeydews or mangoes. And that it really fixes your craving. And then after a while, you change your palate. And once you get your palate changed, you won't crave the caffeine anymore. In fact, if you have it, it won't even taste good to you. It'll begin to taste like syrup.
Mm. And the crazy thing is, during COVID, I stopped. But right when I went back to work, I think my brain says to me, when I'm thinking or I'm stressing out about something, I need a Coke.
Yeah. That's the other part. 50% of what we do is just what we think, is what we tell ourselves. So once we tell ourselves, okay, fruit and vegetable is what I need, and you program yourself to do it, that's what you're gonna go to. And you won't stop until, like, days that I don't have my juice, I'm like, oh, I left my juice home. Like, it drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm in a place now where I have to have it, and it works.
Okay, so as far as like outside of juicing, like foods, Mm-hmm. So majority of our plate needs to be vegetables and or fruit.
So I would describe a healthy, balanced diet as foods that are sustainable, that's going to be sufficient. I know most time people will give you the four food groups or the five food groups, but when you learn your body, because everybody's body is different. To me, it's just not cookie cutter where you do this, you do this, you do this, and it works. You find out what your body processes well, what your body doesn't process well. You learn about your allergies, and then you kind of stick to the cleanest foods that you enjoy, and then you eat enough to fuel yourself instead of fool yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
As far as the protein, of course, it's protein, protein, protein. How many ounces of protein a day would you recommend?
So about 20 grams of protein. That is plenty. Mm-hmm. Plenty. So and you can get protein. When people say protein, they automatically think meat. Mm-hmm. But you can actually get protein from herbs. You can get protein from vegetables. You can get protein from fruit. So again, fruit and vegetables, you can, like people that don't eat meat at all, mm-hmm. you got on that plant-based diet. Is very healthy. They're still getting their protein in, and it doesn't have to come just from meat.
Mm-hmm. What fruit gives you a lot of protein? Did you say apples? No, apples is fiber.
Apples is fiber. You're going to get your main proteins from your leafy greens, like your kales, your mm-hmm. spinach, fruits. You can, the Kakadu plum is going to give you vitamin C and protein. That is a superfood. So your superfood fruits are where you're going to get your proteins.
Where do you get that from?
So the plum is based out of Australia, but you can order the extract or the powder from Amazon or like Whole Foods, Instagram, those kind of the Whole Foods stores.
I was just at Whole Foods. We might have to go back there and see, because I get overwhelmed when I go into the vitamin store or the Whole Foods store, because I'm like, what am I looking at? But so
things are big, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the dietary supplements? Are they good for you? Would you, you know, what do you think about the? I know can't give like advice, but what is your take on it?
So I think that, and I know you're going to hear this all night, but I think fruits and vegetables are the way to go. Mm-hmm. But I think dietary supplements can serve as a good gap to kind of help you push through. Do you have to take them? You absolutely do not have to take them. You can get everything you need from fruits and vegetables. But if you just want to take a extra supplement, you can. But the warning behind that is you can take too many and it can be harmful for your body. Like, for example, if you're taking so much iron, everybody knows iron is going to constipate you, right? So you it's a thin line between it. So that's why I just suggest fruit and vegetables.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ray.
No, I was just gonna ask about the protein. For that, is that a good? That's an excellent source of protein. But I know fruits and vegetables. But sometimes it's easier just to grab this shake or Premier Protein, 30 grams of protein in one shake.
So do I think Premier is good? Is that what you're asking? Mm-hmm.
Or just protein shakes. It doesn't have to be Premier.
Okay. I think protein shakes are good to fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. But just every day, ongoing, on a regular basis, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Just not all the time. But to fill in, absolutely. Because one of the other key things is for your body, you do want to offer your body a variety. because just like anything else, you're going to hit a plateau, whether it's giving you energy, if you're losing weight, if you're trying to gain weight. After a while, you train your body to it and you have to do something different. So you want to offer a variety.
One of the things I was told the other day by a girl at my church, she has iron deficiency, and her doctor told her to stop eating raw spinach. And that's one of the things that I was told, put raw spinach in your salad for iron. But they're saying instead of raw, spinach is better cooked because your nutrients or whatever it is in cooked spinach releases quicker than, I think raw spinach blocks something. I don't know. That's what she was telling me. And I'm like,
I think I heard that too. Spinach is better cooked.
So I've heard both ways. I think as long as you're getting some in, you're doing good. That's what I think. But I've heard that it's better cooked. Some people say it's better raw. It's kind of like some people say that the more nutrients is in the peel, and some people are like, no, take the peel off. But I think if you're getting the product itself, that's a good road to be on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about improving your digestive system? Like, what are some things that we could do, like more fiber or more water?
So improving your digestive system, I would limit your processed foods, load up on fiber, maintain a healthy weight, stay away from the hot, spicier foods so that you're not developing ulcers, and then try and stay away from foods that say added sugars or, you know, added preservatives. Try to eat clean, eat natural, you know, help your body be able to process the foods that you're eating.
I'm sure y'all saw my face.
You like
telling me to stay away from the hot sauce.
Yes.
Hot sauces, yes. And peppers and what'd you say?
Definitely you have a hot flashes.
Hot flashes or ulcers. Or if you have acid reflux or, you know, anything like that, that's going to upset your stomach for sure. And then you always want to incorporate a little ginger. Ginger is always a good herb to have around the house, whether you're cooking with it or putting it in a juice. It's very good and soothing for the tummy.
You like apple cider vinegar?
So, sparingly, mix it with a little water if you're going to take it, because it can be harsh on your stomach and on your teeth.
Harsh on your teeth.
Yeah.
And I was taking that spoonful every day. Because somebody said.
Yes, right. That's right.
Yeah, I put a capful in my bottle of water and drink it like that. So
It does have a lot of benefits. It will boost your metabolism and give you energy, and it does, but it can be very rough on the lining of your stomach too. So if you're going to do it, definitely dilute it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, everybody has something to say about health, and you just got to listen. That's why I asked, what's one of the first things I asked you? Are you licensed? Because yes. I'm tired of listening to people that lost some weight some kind of way or change their eating habits some kind of way, and they did this. They're like, oh girl, you need to do this. No. If a licensed person tell me, I'm not doing it no more.
That's right.
I went to the doctor. The doctor told me, she's like, what are you doing different? And I told her, she was like, you taking a tablespoon of what? She's like, girl, no. You know, that will mess your teeth up. And I'm like, oh my God. I did it for a while.
But they got the gummies too, so I don't know if the gummies give you the same effect. But I put what I used to do. I just recently bought some, but I put it in a bottle of water and just drink it, you know, that bottle of water. So I'm getting it. It's just kind of in a different form.
And yeah. I guess another good thing to know is everything in moderation, you know?
That's
Right.
If you're doing it in moderation, then it doesn't take over too. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what are some of the things that, like for, we talked about digestion. Oh, no, we're not looking. We got a question. Is there a question? Oh, no, she said. For those who are coming online or who will come online later and review, we have a lot of people who review afterwards. We're talking to Della Tolbert. She is a licensed nutritionist in the Savannah area, and she also helps people learn how to create diets for themselves for their health benefits. And she also does that through juicing, and she's helped me. And the juice is one tastes awesome. It really does taste good. Some of the other questions that I had was, for instance, like, let's say I don't eat pork. I always wonder, am I missing something by not eating pork? Is there a benefit to eating pork? Or is it all bad, like I've always thought it was?
They got lean pork, I thought. The white meat, like they said, pork, the other white meat. Is that true? Is that a thing? Pork and other white meat?
So I personally don't eat pork. I haven't for many, many years. I won't say it doesn't have a benefit, but I won't say that it does have a benefit. You know, it's what a lot of people have grown up on, and they love it and they eat it. But for me, what I've seen is pork is one of the leading causes in hypertension and strokes, and, you know, just like fried chicken and a lot of other things that many of us grew up on eating.
And Lisa, look at that face.
Breaking my heart on here, man. Fried chicken. I try to do it. I don't eat a lot of fried chicken, but man, when I want that piece of fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. I have a fried chicken in my home. This is my rule. I haven't fried chicken in my home in over 15 years. My oldest son is 28, and he'll tell you, no, please, you don't fry no chicken. But if I get some when I'm out somewhere, that'll be my little fix. But I've seen so many strokes and so many heart attacks and so many, you know, just from back in the day when we used to use lard and, you know.
Yeah, my mama used to use that lard.
Yes, yes. Yes, and we just have to do better, you know, so.
When you know better, you do better, right?
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to know better, and I'm trying to do better.
Hey, Miss Something. Right. She said, I think it's okay, as you say, in moderation.
Mm-hmm. Yep, everything in moderation, for sure. That's true.
Everything in moderation. Okay, so let's talk about, I know we talked about this a little bit before we got online. Now, tofu is supposed to be a good source of protein.
Yes.
But it don't taste like nothing.
But it does. Tofu.
It's an acquired taste.
And it will take, well, the texture, but it will take on whatever flavor you give it.
You're going to have to cook me some. Okay. I've tasted some and I'm like, oh, maybe the wrong person might be cooking it, because it's just, I think it's the texture too.
It's probably the texture, because you can just about put tofu with anything and it's going to take on that particular taste. Kind of, almost like a mushroom. You know how a mushroom kind of can take on it? Yes.
So is mushroom a good source of protein?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, maybe I can eat more mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Mushrooms?
Then somebody going to tell me eating too many mushrooms causes this.
I know. It's always. I think so, like avocado oil as opposed to olive oil. Any differences in that?
Yes. So your best oils are going to be like your coconut oils. They're going to be lighter. And we all know you can cook with it. You can use it for your skin. You can use it for your hair. Coconut oil is the best oil, but avocado is right up there with it.
Okay, good.
And I am eating more avocados though.
Yeah, very good. Very good for the diet.
It doesn't really taste like anything, but you gotta season it.
Yes, because
I like it. I like it as a spread. Mm-hmm. I like it, so I've started eating more avocado.
Yep, and if you put it on with the seasoning, whether you're doing like a pita bread or you can do it on the side of hummus, it's really good.
I like hummus too. I'm starting to acquire a taste for these different foods since I'm trying to stay away from others, you know.
That's right.
We'll see. We'll come back and let you know. Rand and I'll come back and let you know what our tofu journey is like.
But you know, this menopause and this extra weight that we carry around us is like,
you know. I'm ready to let it go.
I want to let it go too.
Crazy thing is, like I said, I worked out a lot during COVID and the weight came off and went back to work. Wasn't stressed, but maybe, you know, your mind starts to think. When I start to think about things, I think deeply about something, or I start to work on it, my mind tells me that I need these different things, like sugar. Instead, I need to have some fruits around to counteract that thought that I need a Snickers and a Coke.
And a lot of times it's just that it's convenient.
No, my mind tells me I need a Snickers and a Coke.
And it's probably stress, see? Because a lot of times our weight holds on to us when we are stressed, and we crave chocolate when we're stressed.
That's true.
But I just love chocolate. Anybody that knows me knows that I can eat chocolate cake with chocolate icing and chocolate ice cream
all day long.
All day.
But you know, our bodies as women are different than men. Like we could eat the same things. We could put on 10 pounds and they probably could lose 5. Like it's just, you know, tailoring it to a woman's body, and our makeup is so different than the male's makeup. But we have to work a lot harder to get the weight off than exactly. What I have to do.
Exactly. But have you ever noticed that a lot of men drink water?
Yeah.
I grew up in a house with three uncles, my grandfather, and they all give me a glass of cold water. You know, men like water. Yes. Whereas we don't drink as much water. And so a lot of their weight is water weight anyway. They sweat more than we do. You know, we don't want to sweat. But when we begin to increase our water intake, because we should be drinking like half of our body weight in water.
That's a lot of water.
That's right.
Don't want me to drown myself.
But once you start
drinking everything you said, I already know. That's the crazy thing. Because
we know it. This is what I'm doing. But it's up and down, weight is up and down, up and down. I'm like, I lost this. Ooh, I'm back up to so and so. It's just like a
All right, so let's talk about fat. Good, I didn't realize. No, I knew, but I'm like, what is a good fat versus a bad fat?
Okay, so we have what's called trans fats, which are our bad fats. Those are our pastries, commercially baked goods, our fried goods. Those are bad fats. And then we have what's called monounsaturated saturated fats, which are healthy fats, which you can find in like the fish in omega-3s or in plants. Those are in almonds or nuts. Those are the healthy fats.
I got a bag of almonds over there. I love me some almonds.
Healthy but the fats. Olive oils and the avocado oils, they are like healthy fats too.
Yes, those are healthy fats. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Raven.
I stopped drinking cow's milk and I started drinking I started drinking soy milk. Then I stopped drinking soy milk and I started drinking almond milk.
Okay.
Is there, I was reading today about soy and that is good for me. So is soy milk, I stopped drinking soy milk because I thought that it was not good for me. So what, I'm all confused now.
Okay. So I think this is more of a preference for me. I don't drink cow's milk. Even though I was raised on cow's milk, but we are the only, I guess you could say, animals on the planet that continues to drink milk and in the adult range. Like, you know, they don't drink, other animals don't drink milk later after they grow up. We are the only ones that do that. But cow's milk, to me, if you let it sit in the glass and it clavers like that, you know, after a day or so, what is it doing in the body? That's what I think about. So I don't drink cow's milk. I used to drink almond milk, and then I started drinking coconut milk. Coconut milk is, to me, the best. It's thin, it's light, it has a little sweetness to it. It's comfortable for the stomach. Like it's if you're gonna drink milk, I would suggest coconut milk.
Is it good for my cereal?
It is good for your cereal because, you know, when you're a kid and you want to add a little sugar to your cereal, see, coconut milk already has it because it has that little essence of sweet.
I don't add sugar. I eat my Cheerios. That's my cereal. Okay. And I add my almond milk and that's it. That's okay. It. And almond milk, to me, has that little thickness that I like. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of these milks are pouring water on my cereal. Like, I love tint to it, but it don't taste the same.
Almond milk is a little bit thicker than the coconut milk. That's true.
Okay. So why did you stop drinking almond milk?
I don't know. I just didn't like the way it tastes, really. I just preferred the coke. My stomach is kind of funny. I like light foods. I don't want to feel heavy. I don't want to feel any heavier than I absolutely have to.
But you have your stomach to be that way. You trained it.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Yes. And it took a while, but thank God I am here. You know? Yeah. Because I used to eat to get full. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to, because you know, when you're a kid, you're told eat all your food and then you can drink your drink, and you're just stretching your stomach and stretching it and stretching it. So, you know, you have to untrain all those bad ways and then retrain yourself.
Yeah, I stopped eating. Once I feel full enough, I stop eating. And then I'm paying more attention to my body because I get bloated easily. Mm-hmm. Like I was 8 months pregnant and I'm like, what the world? Yes. But I'm trying to pay attention to what does that to me. Like I'm very lactose intolerant.
Yes.
I mean, I can one spoonful of ice cream and I look like I'm pregnant.
That's right.
I love ice cream, so I suffer sometimes. But I started taking lactate, and like I told you, I don't want to take medicine anymore.
Lactate, okay.
So I don't, my digestive system, you're going to have to help me because ice cream is like, I don't do it all the time, but sometimes I want ice cream.
Yeah.
And I've tried the other one.
How about a frozen yogurt?
I've tried frozen yogurt, the ice cream like frozen yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried that. Once again, my mind tells me it's not ice cream.
No, how about the sorbets? The fruit sorbet. That's what I normally get.
I like that too.
Yeah, it's really good.
She wants some chocolate.
Thank you, Raven, honey. I was down for the count. Thank you for holding it down for me last week. I appreciate it.
Miss Arlene said they make lactose milk and ice cream. Lactose intolerant or without lactose?
You know what, guys? I have to tell you, I'm real finicky about the stuff like chocolate that I eat. And my light keep going. I'm sorry. that I eat, because like lactose free ice cream, when I taste it, it tastes like something missing. Mm-hmm. It tastes like something missing. Even my lactose, but I gotta fix it up here, guys. It's me. It's what I'm telling myself. I gotta retrain myself.
And yeah. You know, we were thinking about like acquiring like taste, like, you know, when you see the celebrities eating caviar, you from the hood and the projects, and then you get some money, you drink eating caviar. So it's like you have to acquire that taste, and you just eating it just because.
Right.
Like, who would eat that?
Fish, eggs.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, you're training your body to eat stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. The same thing, where we have to train our bodies to eat stuff that may not be pleasant to the taste, but like me and my husband are all, what it tastes like? Well, it's food. It's food.
Yeah, and I have been over friends' houses who are plant-based. And they have me taste stuff, and I promise you, if I don't look at it and I eat it, it tastes good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if I look at it, I'm like, oh, I'm not eating that.
It does take some time
to train your taste for it. Like you said, the coconut milk is sweet to you because that's mm-hmm. your palate, your taste for.
Right.
But somebody else be like, ugh, this is bland. This don't taste like nothing, kind of thing.
That's right. It takes a while. But when I first decided I was going to go this route, see, during COVID, I had a really bad case of COVID.
Did you?
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't sure I was going to, y'all, really. Inflammation, the brain fog, and I was limping at times. Yes. So much inflammation throughout my body. COVID did me really bad. I have asthma, and I haven't had asthma problems since early 20s, so it kind of resurfaced with COVID. Changing my diet is what really fixed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, changing my, and that's why I decided I wanted to juice for whomever, because changing your diet will rebuild your inside. It really will. It's that serious, y'all.
Yeah, I can believe that. It is. Takes a lot of discipline and consistency and definitely willpower to do it.
It does. But once you have that will that, you know, you want to feel better, you want to look good, you want to mm-hmm. get your confidence back, you want to be able to walk, you want to wear your heels. I went through all of that because, yeah. You know, you can't even put a heel on. I couldn't even bend down and put my shoes on at one point without, you know, being in pain. So changing your diet is well worth it.
It definitely is.
Listen, a lot of people are, Black people are dying from strokes and heart attacks, high blood pressure, diabetes, all kinds of stuff. All of that stuff is not hereditary.
No,
exactly.
Because you got a grandmother that lived to be 98 with no problems, died from natural causes,
mm-hmm.
and you got high blood pressure. It's not all hereditary, people. Some mm-hmm. of it is we bring it on ourselves, mm-hmm. and you got to know that. That's and fine. A lot of people make up excuses because I want my chocolate and I want my fried chicken sometimes, and I want this and I want that. And I want to complain about hot flashes, but then I'm going to go eat a piece of candy after my hot flash is gone. You know, so I need to fix the things that are going on with me in order to live the life that I want to live.
That's right.
So tell us about some of your most popular juices and like who's or what's in it.
Okay. One of the most popular juices is the one that Fee actually started with, is the Beet Detox Plus.
Mm.
This particular juice, I've had two young ladies that have been on it for, I'm going to say about 90 days. They have lost weight. They have stopped taking their blood pressure medicine. Skin has cleared up. And in the juice is beetroots. It's pineapples, it's pears, green apples, and green grapes, and spinach.
Okay.
That's what's in that juice. And it flushes you, it lowers your A1C, it drops your blood pressure. And in the midst of you doing it and doing a nice moderate diet, I had them do a salad at lunch and protein and vegetable before 6 in the evening. No carbs, no sugars, because the juice is pretty sweet, right? See, when you say it's pretty sweet?
It is. It's good. It's good.
So it has sugar in it. And then the other thing is to take your water intake up to about 100 ounces a day, at least 100, or I prefer you do half of your weight. That's going to help you flush as well. And then the other important key that we haven't talked about is you've got to get your rest. When you're taking your body through these changes and you're changing your diet and you're changing your palate, you got to get enough rest, 7 to 9 hours of rest, because you have to give your body enough time to go through the processes of everything that it needs to do.
When you give enough rest.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Tell that to Perry.
Yeah, you got to get your butt.
Perry, don't be playing with you, girl. You can wake you up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Now, she said, well, she said, tell that to Perry. She means menopause. Perry.
Okay.
Okay. In the middle of the night, looking crazy.
Well, I guess the other thing, once you get your diet kind of right, though, that's going to help.
You're going to help us with the... You're going to help us with the symptoms of menopause so we can sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, guys, like I told Red before, the beet juice was very sweet. I didn't have any aftertaste, anything like that. It was really good. So much so that I had to catch myself because I was getting ready to drink me another beet juice. And it's also detox. So be very careful. I'm drinking my juice. And it did help me. It helped me. I have to restart because I got sick, of course. And then she made me another juice just this week to help me so that I'm on vacation, so that I wouldn't be sick on vacation. And y'all, when I'm telling you, I sounded like Chewbacca. My nose, I couldn't breathe. I literally had to hold my mouth open to breathe. And along with some other things that I did, and you have to tell me again, because I thought it was orange. It was pineapple.
That was pineapple, ginger, and turmeric.
Mm-hmm. And it helped. It helped open me up. It helped. I don't know what it actually did. And I only had 3 bottles.
Turmeric is very good for the sinus, your sinuses, opening up your sinus cavities. Ginger, as we know, fights off bacteria. It's an anti-inflammatory, antibacterial. It keeps the colds away, COVID away. And then up in your water while drinking it, of course, is going to help you.
And I need to keep a couple of those in my... in my kitchen because I had COVID again. And when I have COVID, it takes my taste and my smell away. And it takes a little time to come back. So everything tastes funny to me. It's just crazy how it does with me.
Yeah, see, that ginger is going to help combat that for sure. You want to keep some of that in your kitchen.
And if you tell me that I can't have these, I'm literally going to cry on air. My favorite fruit is like, well, I have a couple of favorite fruits, but one of my very, very favorites is like candy to me. Grapes. White grapes and grapes. So it's nothing.
Grapes?
Okay. It's like making sure it's benefiting me.
Yeah, you have grapes inside your beet detox. You can have grapes.
Okay, good. Because I eat grapes like, now is it too many? I have too many.
So the thing with grapes is, if you don't want to do grapes and then do a Snicker bar and then do chips and then do, a Coke. That you don't want to do that. But if you're doing grapes with a pineapple and then maybe a salad, then that's, you know, it's a healthy balance.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that anymore. I wouldn't do that anymore. So listen, guys, do you have any questions for Della? Because listen, I could be asking stuff all night long because I know what's good because I've been through a process like this before. But now, I mean, as far as fruits and snacks and stuff, because I was eating pretty good at the time. My snacking, my cravings was the problem. Now I'm trying to eat right. And timing, you brought that up. What's too late to eat dinner?
I think after 6 o'clock. You want to try to get your last meal in before 6 p.m. because again, you want to be able to give your body time to digest, to settle, to rest. You have to help your body process foods.
What if you get off at 5:30, 6 o'clock?
Say that again.
What if you're getting off at that time? Like off work.
So if you're going to get off at that time, I would say have your big meal at lunch. See, one of the things is what we think in our mind is because that's what we've been taught, but it doesn't have to be that way. Your big meal doesn't have to be at dinner. You can have your big meal at lunchtime and have your dinner for lunch and have your lunch at dinner. So your last meal of the day is very light. It may just be a salad. It may just be a fruit salad. It may just be a whole fruit. And again, you're helping your body be able to process. So you don't have to wait until, you know, 7 p.m. to have that 600 calorie meal or 700 calorie meal. You can have that at lunchtime.
She's in Savannah feed, but she does ship. I do like the intermittent fasting. So I eat between 12 and 8. So my body burns like from 8 p.m. until noon the next day.
Intermittent is very good. It's very good. If you can be consistent with it and you're a person that can do it, intermittent is very good to do.
Yeah. Okay. Even if I wanted to eat before 12, it's like my mind is like, I don't eat, you know? So I've changed my mind to eat between 12 and 8. Now, sometimes I might go past 8, depends on my schedule and what I have to do. But typically, I try to stay between 12 and 8.
The 12 noon and 8 p.m.
Correct. So from 8 p.m. to noon, next day for like 16 hours, I'm fasting. Like drinking the water and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Intermittent is very, very good.
So that's now, kind of the same, right? Because if you stop eating at 6 and you don't eat again until like 8, 9 the next day.
It's still the same. And you're still giving your body that same amount of time to process.
You do 10 to 6, 11 to 7, 12 to 8.
Right.
9 to 5 if you want to have your last meal at 5 o'clock, which is really early. I think 6 o'clock is too early. I'm trying to train myself to do 11 to 7, but my mind is like 12 to 8. I've been doing it like a little over a year, so that 12 to 8 is what I typically eat.
So I would say the closer you are to your actual healthy weight range, you can extend to that later 8 o'clock, but then the further you are away from your healthy weight range, you want to kind of curve in to 6 because your body needs more time to, because it's sluggish, because you know, you're overweight, you're obese. So you need a little more time to process. And see, you're pretty close to your healthy weight. So.
Oh, she's talking to you, babe.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get there. Yeah. It's my stomach area is my problem. I'm like, I gotta.
That's those sodas. Once you start getting your water in, That stomach is gonna go right away.
Mm-hmm. I thought me and you was gonna be friends. See, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Oh, look at you! Yes.
I have 4.5 today.
That's good.
And
that
I had that beet juice from Whole Foods.
Okay.
And some, they have what, cucumber water downstairs. So when I walk past there, I drink that. I'm trying.
Cucumber water is so good.
I'm trying. But I did have a little cup of Coke. I did.
You seem like you drinking enough water to flush the Coke out.
Yeah.
But like I said before, I would have had at least 2 bottles of Coke. At least, and maybe a can. Yeah.
That's 2 bottles and a can.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You're down to 4 ounces. That's excellent.
Yes, and I'm forcing myself to do that. When I see it and I want it, I say, "You're trying to be healthy. You're trying to get your weight down. You're trying not to eat as much sugar." I have to literally tell myself that, like an addict. I do. I'm addicted to Coca-Cola. I am.
If you start just carrying you some fruit around with you, and so when you get that urge that you want the sugar, just bite into that good pear, that sweet apple, it'll go away. I never thought I could stop drinking sodas, but it can be done.
I know. I just gotta talk to my brain. Raven, she will ship to you, but she is in Savannah, Georgia. And she's I'm gonna be her number one customer.
Oh yeah, I'll absolutely ship. That's not a problem. I overnight.
Any other questions from you guys? Anything? Listen, I want to give her the opportunity to tell us, you know, where she wants her company to go, and you know, as far as what are some of the other things that she's going to be doing. Is juicing your main thing? We always want to help small businesses and give as much information as we can, especially to our African-American women. We definitely want to stay in behind them because we want to make sure that they get the opportunity to flourish however they can. Raven, she doesn't have a website yet. She's on social media, though. I like her social media links.
Yeah, so, you can find me on Facebook under Red Strawberries or Instagram. Currently, I do have, I'm also a nutritionist for the YMCA of Statesboro, Georgia. So I have a lot of clients there. I have been hosted by several different gyms here in Bullitt County. And as far as where I want the business to go, you know, my main goal is to be able to touch the people. It's not so much that I want to open a big mall or even a storefront. I want to be able to help the people that really don't understand how to eat, that really don't understand their medications, especially our older population. I grew up with my grandmother and I lost her at a very young age and behind strokes, you know, just eating how we used to eat traditionally. So the idea behind the company is just to be of help. That's the greatest idea. I want to teach people how to eat the healthy way, so that they don't have to be obese. They don't have to be dying from strokes or cancer or hypertension. I just want to be able to educate.
Okay.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming on and answering all our many questions. And I'm sure I'll find some more.
Okay.
And well, look, thank you so much. When I come on, I'm going to see if I can actually do this. I want to try different things, and I want to, you know, be able to tell you about it on the show and let you know, like I said, the beet juice, awesome. the juice that she made specifically. She customizes these juices. If you're having a specific problem or you want to do something that's about your weight or your health, she will interview you and create a juice specifically for your need. So I was having allergy. Well, I don't know if it was allergy, cold, whatever it was. I texted her and I said, listen, I need something. And she made it for me, brought it to me, and it did the job. It helped me out. I still have a little bit you can hear, but it's nothing like it was at all. So I want to start having her help me with like digestive, bloating, whatever. And I'll try these juices online with you and let you know how it does, how it tastes, so that, you know, you'll know from somebody that you, not to say that she's not a trustworthy person, but you don't know her. So having me taste it and tell you that it actually works. She's not my family member or anything like that, so we don't have a connection. She's just literally helping me from the inside out. And I wanted to bring her to you all to show you a different way of eating, a different way of trying to get healthy, the natural way. Not all these pills and stuff the doctor wants to shove down your throat. I'm not for all of that.
That's right.
So, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. We one other thing, guys. I want to let you know that in the future you will hear us say a blurb about WMIS 1240 AM. It's a radio station in Mississippi, Louisiana. We are going to start being streamed through that radio station very, very soon. So we appreciate every opportunity that we get. We're going to be on in Natchez, Mississippi, guys. So listen, we're super happy about that. But we're having to get some things together before we're actually going to go live. So listen out for us. We may be on another radio station near you very, very soon.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Talk to you guys later. Thank you for those who were concerned about my health. I really and truly appreciate you. And hopefully that won't happen again anytime soon. But yeah. Talk to you later.
Bye. We are here to inspire her, the total woman.
Yay.